SBS Radio.
Kapag ang mga magulang ay kabahagi sa paaralan at edukasyon ng kanilang mga anak, ito ay may positibong epekto sa kanilang mga grado, kanilang pagpasok sa eskwela at kanilang kapakanan sa pangkahalatan. Ngunit ang mga magulang na bagong dating sa Australia ay maaring hindi palagi ang alam kung saan magsisimula. Tinanong ng SBS ang mga eksperto kung bakit at paano makikibahagi sa paaralan ng iyong mga anak. Sa tampok na ulat ni Audrey Borget na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Rebecca Malek ay dumating sa Australia mula South Sudan mahigit 10 taon na nakalipas. Siya ay may 4 na anak. 2 ay nasa high school at 2 ay nasa primarya. Sa paglipas ng mga taon, ginamit niya mga pagkakataon upang makilala ang mga guro, nagbolontaryo sa mga excursion at naging kabahagi sa mga aktibidad sa paaralan. Ipinasok din niya ang kanyang anak sa isang homework club at hinihikayat ang ibang mga magulang na gawin din ito.
If you are involved yourself, they know you are there for them so they can do what they want to do. Because if your child see you are involved in the education, they see, oh, my mom or my dad are supporting me to do this one. So the child will have strength to do that work.
Si Shelley Hill ay ang pangulo ng Australian Parents Council. Tulad ni Rebecca, sinabi ni Shelley Hill na ang pagiging kabahagi sa paaralan ng iyong mga anak ay kapaki-pakinabang para sa mga bata at gayon din para sa mga magulang.
Because it has a really big impact on their academic outcomes. And of course, being involved in your child's school, which means going into the school, has a positive impact on their well-being and their feeling of safety. And of course, it can help parents too. It can help to form new friendships, understand how the education system works here in Australia, and see how your child is going and is fitting in, and so that you can ask questions at home.
Ilang mga magulang ay maaaring hindi sigurado kung ang kanilang paglahok ay tanggap dahil hindi ito ang kaso sa bawat bansa. Ngunit tinitiyak ni Shelley Hill na ito ay malugod na tanggap.
In Australia, schools and teachers are really welcoming of parents. They really want to get to know your family and your child so that they can work well with them and together with you in a good partnership. It's something that's really strong here in Australian schools.
Si Lauren Ireland ay Education Project Officer sa Center for Multicultural Youth. Sinabi niya na ang unang hakbang ay ikaw ay naroroon para sa iyong anak sa tahanan pa lamang.
So things like asking the children questions every day about what they've learned, what they've enjoyed, or what they can remember from that school day. Making time to sit down with the children, even just to look at their school books and homework. Showing interest and encouragement to their children about what they've achieved. Supporting their child to find a quiet space to complete homework is also really useful. We all know that may not be possible in some home environments, maybe too crowded, too small, too noisy. So it's a good time to try and seek out other resources in the community, so the school library or a local library as well. Homework or study support clubs or family learning clubs can be a really, really fantastic resource.
Sinabi din niya na okay lang kung hindi ka makakatulong sa lahat ng bagay o nahihirapan sa wikang Ingles. Mahalagang hikayatin ang mga bata na mapanatili ang kanilang unang wika.
Reading and sharing stories with their children is extremely valuable, and this does not have to be in English for it to be beneficial. They can be reading books in their own home language, they can be just telling stories from their own cultures, even picking up a book that has English language and just discussing pictures, what's happening, making predictions is all really supporting their child's education.
Pagdating sa paggawa ng susunod na hakbang at pakikilahok sa paaralan ng kanilang mga anak, maaaring isipin ng ilang mga migranteng magulang na ang wika ay isang hadlang. Ngunit sinasabi ni Lauren Ireland na ang paaralan ay maaaring magbigay ng interpreter o tagapagsalin.
The school's responsibility to support them and to give them information and support where they need it. And just a reminder that parents are able to contact school staff, office staff, welfare staff at any time, request an interpreter and explain what they're having difficulty with.
Ang unang pakikipag-ugnayan sa paaralan ng iyong mga anak ay kadalasang sa mga pagpupulong ng mga magulang at guro o parent-teacher meeting.
attending parent-teacher interviews and requesting an interpreter in advance is a great way, I guess, to find out where their child's at with their education. They can ask the teacher questions if there's extra things they can be doing at home, and just to gauge, I guess, maybe the areas that they need to improve on. And at least, even if they're not able to help with those areas, they can at least be discussing them with their child.
Iminumungkahi din ni Shelley Hill ang pagdalo sa pagpupulong ng mga magulang at mga guro o sa parent-teacher meeting. Ipinaliwanag din niya na may ilang iba pang paraan upang makibahagi sa paaralan ng iyong anak.
The best thing you can do is to try and go into a school with your partner or a friend, as somebody who can support you through that. There are many ways that schools have that you can be part of the school community. You can attend the parent-teacher nights. There are lots of school assemblies. All schools show off what their children are doing, and so you can get an insight into what schools are doing. Often you can help in the canteen, or you can volunteer in a classroom.
Kahit na ito ay maaaring maging nakakatakot, mahalaga na gawin ang unang hakbang. Dumalo sa pagpupulong ng mga magulang at guro sa isang pagtitipon o makipag-ugnayan sa paaralan upang makita kung paano ka maaaring makilahok. Nais na mga guro at kawanin ng paaralan na maging bahagi ka at naroon ka upang sumuporta.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.